Well, Trey, this is your second year in the league. Not only a first-time All-Star, but you're a starter. What goes through your mind when you realize you're going to be one of the 10 guys out there starting with LeBron and Giannis, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, those caliber of players?
Yeah, it's a blessing. Just shows that a lot of my hard work has been paying off. I'm blessed to be in this position, to go out there and be able to represent Atlanta, my family, and all my fans. It's going to be fun. So just blessed to be in this situation.
Did you think it would come this soon?
I dreamed of it. I mean, I always dream big, and I try to work as hard as I can to achieve those dreams. So I dreamed of it, and for me just to be here, like I said, just shows my hard work paid off.
I thought it was interesting. I heard you say last year being here at All-Star Weekend, even though you were in the big game, you were part of the process. You learned a few things just being around some of the players. What are you expecting to learn a second time through?
I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. Just being in that locker room, being around guys like Jimmy Butler, like Kyle Lowry, Kemba, just asking them questions, trying to get some more knowledge. I can always learn something new. So for me, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, as far as your numbers here at the All-Star break, I mean, you're averaging almost 30 points a game and almost 10 assists per game. The points are 10 over what you did last year. What changed from last year to this?
Just another year. Just feel more comfortable going in to this offseason, just knowing what to work on, what to prepare for. Whenever you go through the process once, like I did my rookie year, and you kind of get a good feel of how to handle back-to-backs and long road trips and just all the stuff on your body so you can perform at a higher level. So that's something that I've learned, and that's why I feel like my production went up.
No, it's interesting. You are at the top of other coaches' scouting reports now, and you hear a lot of people say that you figured out the counters pretty quick. Sometimes it takes a season or two. How have you been able to make that adjustment?
For me, I've seen everything. I've seen every type of defense you can throw at somebody. I've seen different size guards. Sometimes I put a forward on me just to put more length on me. I've seen it all, so nothing is really surprising anymore. I've seen it all, and so I'm able to react better to certain things, and so that's really how I'm able to really be better at it.
Atlanta Hawks All-Star Trey Young with us here as we are at All-Star break in Chicago. 53 losses last year in your rookie season. This year I know you wanted the record to be better than it is. It's 15-41 at the break, but you made some moves at the deadline. What does the immediate future look like in Atlanta?
I think it's bright, very bright, and I know it's kind of, people may think it's crazy when I say that, but you got to think we were out 25 games without our second best player. Kevin Herter has been out, and then there's been times we started five guys 22 or younger, and so for us being such a young team, going up against guys that have been in this league for a long time, know how to close out games and things like that, it's going to take time. And so once everybody starts getting more comfortable, like I did, it's going to be kind of scary, to be honest with you, because we have some guys who can really play and have a lot of talent. It's just experience and just learning the game even more.
I thought the Clint Capela deal was a good deal. I mean, what does Capela and John Collins duo look like in the future?
Yeah, it looks big. It looks very bright. Those guys can really, really set screens, roll, make plays on the defensive end. One of the areas he struggled at this year has been rebounding. So Clint coming in, adding Dwayne Dedman back is going to really help us on the rebounding too.
You mentioned it. You have a very young team, including yourself. So what does a guy like Vince Carter, who's been around, I guess, for 100 years now, what does he mean to the team?
He means a lot. He means a lot. He's always has a lot of knowledge of the game. He's very vocal, someone who, the young guys on our team can really lean on and ask questions to. So he's been a great help for us.
This weekend here in Chicago, obviously there's a lot of mentioning of Kobe Bryant, who I know is very special to you and mentored you. We're all reeling from his passing. What did he mean to you?
He meant a lot to me, not only just as a basketball player, but just as a person. The stuff he was doing in the community throughout his time in the NBA, really inspired me to be able to, whenever I have a platform at a high level, to really give back and really be in the community. And so, I mean, he was not only a role model for me on the court, but just off the court as well, too.
I know he was one of the role models. Someone told me Steve Nash was another guy you patterned your game after, another great guy to pattern your game after. What did you learn from him?
Yeah, that's my favorite player. I tell Steve all the time. I'll tell him in front of him that he's my favorite player. But he's being really great for me. I've actually got a chance to work out with him this past summer and learn from him. His game, I mean, being able to score at all three levels, being able to pass the ball, get his teammates involved, is the reason why I do a lot of things that I do.
I know Steve was a big soccer fan, so the soccer fans out there know what nutmeg means, right? Going between the legs. You do that on that, sometimes an escape dribble to get to the rim. Are we going to see some of that on Sunday?
Possibly. I did it yesterday in the Rising Stars game, so hopefully we'll have an opportunity to do it out in the game on Sunday for sure.
Well, we'll be looking forward. Hopefully first of many All-Star games for you. Thanks, Trey.
I appreciate it. Thank you.